Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The couple for today's second date update met at the hottest club in town.
Ooh.
Talking about the Gram. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Gram. I'm your doorman, Dylan. I know, I look way too sleek to be intimidating, but also I've been taking MMA for 4 months. If you try to sneak past me, pretty sure I'll choke you out. Oh, you want bottle service? Sorry, no bottle service at this club, because I'm not talking about actual club. I'm talking about Instagram, the hottest club in town. Welcome to Instagram. What can I get you?
Wow.
Yeah, they met each other on the Gram. That's what
that
I think every single time.
Club bouncer that you have in your...
I just want to know what you think about Twitter.
Twitter's disgusting. No.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Twitter. Nobody really comes in here much, but come on in. I think we got some bottles lying around here somewhere or something. That's Twitter. Instagram is much cooler.
All right.
There's a back room somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on MySpace.
Oh.
Okay.
Toss you a syringe right when you walk in.
But
the people met on Instagram. I'm talking about Russ, and the girl's name is Jesse, I think that's what his email said. Russ, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's
hey,
up, dude?
Welcome.
You guys clowning me or what?
I don't know.
No, we're clowning Instagram more than anything else, or just social media in general.
Jules is weird.
I probably deserve it.
No. Okay, so you met the girl you want to call today on Instagram.
I can't get over the bottle service. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, you met her on Instagram.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
Did you have mutual friends, or were you just stalking?
No, like, I'm a workout dude. You know, I was posting some photos of my workout, and, like, you know, in the gym community, we all kind of, like, tag stuff.
You guys are super active.
Huge.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's whatever. So I was checking out this hashtag, FitLife, you know, just kind of seeing who I can just check out.
FitLife.
Yeah.
FitLife. And so I found this girl, Jessie, and she's super hot, and she's super fit, and I was like, oh man, this girl's like, I'm down, right? And so I just started following her and, you know, liking her photos and whatnot, and then reached out and messaged her. I'm like, hey, like, you're hot and we have the same interests, and like, let's get together.
Sounds like a beautiful romantic message.
Yeah. How gym people talk.
Yeah.
Tell me you put like a water emoji in there too, the little water drop emoji.
Just lots of flexing. Yeah.
Oh, the bicep emoji.
You do sound like a wordsmith, sir. You really do. What did she say back?
She was like, thanks for reaching out. Like, I love your photos. I'm like, I love your photos. And we had like a little love fest going on, and I decided like, let's meet up. And so I basically asked her out on the date via Instagram.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I thought, let's meet at my gym.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, like, perfect. To do a workout together?
Yeah. Like, I go to this really cool gym. I'm like, you know, it's a huge part of my life, and it's a part of her life. And I'm like, this might be a great way to kind of size each other up and hang out.
Yeah, if you guys both love working out, that's actually a really good idea for a date.
Yeah.
I bet she was excited about it.
Yeah. So we met up, and it was great. She was hot. Super strong and fit and look great. And we just traded off workouts. Like, I'd do some reps of this and she would suggest we go to this and that. We just swap, you know, to different machines.
And did you have time to like actually talk to each other too?
Yeah, we have like loads of stuff in common and we're just kind of cracking up. I mean, it was fun. It wasn't like some dead serious workout. It was like fun and light.
You should have just had those big like over the ear Beats headphones on and not talk to her. Been one of those guys.
I'm like, silence.
Did it seem like she had fun too?
Yeah, I mean, she was into it. And at one point, I had this idea. I'm like, how much do you weigh? Like, let me bench press you. And then she was going to try to bench press me. That didn't work. But I bench pressed her, and we did like a live Instagram like story of me bench pressing her. And,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Like, that's gym love.
Yeah, that is. You see that?
Did you use that hashtag? That's a good hashtag. Hashtag
gym love.
Yeah.
Yeah. After hashtag fit life.
Dude, if you guys hook up, you're gonna be that couple on Instagram. It's always like you're doing pull ups with her like wrapped around you, and she's doing pull ups. Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait. I hope this works out for you.
Dude, that would be like a dream come true.
Oh my god.
And the thing is, I've always wanted to meet a girl that was this into fitness.
Yeah.
Because none of my friends are as into it as me, but I met this girl, and I'm like, she's more into it. I mean, like, we were like a perfect couple.
Wow. So this is like your dream girl, basically, is what I'm hearing.
She's totally, totally, total dream girl. Like, I never meet anyone like this.
Okay. How did everything end?
Like, she heads to the locker room. I head to the locker room. I'm like, meet me outside. We'll grab a smoothie afterwards, and we'll like go for a walk and just, you know.
Okay.
So I go into the locker room and I shower, change, come back, no sign of her.
What?
I'm like, okay, damn. Well, she's taking a while.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed the lady at the reception desk, and I said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go into the women's locker room and just check on her, like, make sure everything's cool? Because it was like 15, 20 minutes, like, time had passed, right?
Right.
And she comes out and says, she's not there, man.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I was standing here the whole time. Like, how could I have missed her? And she's like, there's nobody in there.
Whoa. Either she ditched you or it was your dream girl and you were imagining the whole thing, doing some really weird workouts by yourself.
Oh my God, Jubal got to the bottom of it.
I never thought of that.
Maybe she had some sort of emergency, though.
I thought at least I would get a text message, at least I'd get a call or something. Like, I reached out to her, no response, no response, no response.
Wow. How long has it been now?
I don't know. It's been like five, six days.
Has she been updating her Instagram feed?
Yeah, she has. I mean, I've watched her.
Okay.
Okay, so she's safe and fine.
She's alive.
Definitely doing good. Okay, well.
She's alive.
Well, play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right, man.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the cycling class and second date update. My name is Dylan. I'll be your instructor today.
Oh, my God.
First of all, before we get started, I want to thank everybody coming out to my new cycling gym. It's a cycling gym where we stay on our seats the whole time. It's called Sit and Spin. And I thank you for coming out because we're going to push it to the extreme today with your second date update spin class.
Oh, my God. I really honestly feel like I've taken class from you before. I'm not even lying.
You in the back there, Brooke. I don't see you pushing hard enough, Brooke. Remember, sit on that seat. Don't get off that seat. This is Sit and Spin. This is Sit and Spin where you sit down the whole class.
Even though I'm not even sweating, I'm still cursing you
in
my head.
They always
shut up, you.
Focus on somebody.
Don't call me out.
You were there laughing in the background. Get to spinning. I don't see you spinning. If you don't spin, I'm going to come over there and beat you with a baseball bat. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
got a little aggressive on that. I was getting a little angry. Why?
Flashbacks, man.
Why am I doing that? Because the guy on the phone for a second date update today, his name is Russ. He didn't meet the girl at a spin class, but he did go to the gym with her. He met her on Instagram. They're both fitness people, so they decided to work out together. He thought it went awesome, but when they were done working out, she went to shower up. He went to shower up, and then she disappeared.
Yeah,
she was just gone, and he hasn't heard from her in about a week, so we're going to call her and find out why she ditched him. All right, Russ, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
I'm kind of worried about this one because you say that she's your dream girl, and she is obviously saying she wants nothing to do with you.
I'm hoping that it's just some sort of misunderstanding.
Oh.
I didn't know she was, like, mad at, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, I like your positive thinking, Russ.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine anything else. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Like, there has to be a reason, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jesse, please?
This is she.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, what?
Hey, Jesse.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, it's the whole show, actually.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh,
cool,
sweet.
Thanks.
While you're at the gym?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Follow you on Instagram, hashtag FitLife.
No, you do not.
No.
You're going to see me like every photo of yours?
She would know if you followed her.
I would definitely know.
Yeah.
No, I'm calling you today, Jesse. First of all, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. But somebody emailed us about you for a second date update.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm assuming you, well, I don't know when you listen, but do you listen to the second date updates?
Yes, all the time.
Good.
Okay. So you know what they are.
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen eventually.
Oh, you did?
What?
Are you, like, not calling a lot of guys back?
No, I've just been on, like, a lot of bad dates.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you're like, at some point...
It was a numbers game.
I'm going to be on the radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then do you have any idea who would have emailed us to call you?
Is it Kevin? It's probably Kevin.
No, it's not Kevin.
Oh, but Kevin.
It's
he sounds
else.
Like the worst.
Yeah.
It's not Kevin?
No,
uh-uh.
It's not.
Oh, God. Okay, that was a really bad one.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe this one won't be that bad. His name is Russ.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, other guys were worse than that, so this is actually good.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, maybe we can get you on for those other guys, too. Is there anybody that you want to call?
No, not at the moment. No.
All right. Well, Russ told us that you guys worked out together, and then you ditched him after the workout.
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it.
But that's kind of, I mean, even if you weren't attracted to him, he sounded like a nice guy. It's a rude move just to ditch him at the end of a date.
No, he was a nice guy. We're just not on the same level.
Not on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. Like, again, rude to just leave at the end of a date.
Well, the date was over.
No, he said that he was getting you a smoothie and that, you know, there's like that wrap-up thing, like whether you're going to do it again or not. And
yeah. No, I mean, I stayed for the workout. We did our thing and there was no need for like a wrap-up at the end. I knew there wasn't a future there, so.
Okay. And hopefully he would be able to pick up on your hint of ditching
him.
I got it. Was there anything that he did wrong to make you just want to leave like that?
He's just a prototypical meathead.
Well,
you mean
what?
Like just protein shakes, meal prep, gym, that's it? That's all he cares about?
Like gym bro, yeah.
But what did you expect? I mean, you met over the hashtag FitLife.
I expected somebody who was into fitness.
And he's not?
Yeah.
We talked to him. It sounds like he is.
Not in the way that I am.
I don't get
it. Can you explain better?
Russ is all about his upper body. Like, he does not work out his legs, and I don't respect that.
Wait, what?
I've heard of
it.
So Russ skips leg days.
Yes.
I don't know if Russ has ever done a leg day in his life.
What?
So wait, is that unattractive? Like, he doesn't have muscly legs and you don't think it's attractive?
Like, my 4-year-old niece has bigger calves than he does. So no, I don't think it's attractive. It's actually a huge turnoff to have this completely imbalanced, like, physique.
Okay.
So you don't respect bros who don't do leg day?
No, not at all. Like, you can't just focus on bicep curls. You actually have to do, like, a leg press
or,
like...
Can I chime in here for a second? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Wow.
Oh,
Yeah, I forgot
about this part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you,
Jesse,
though?
Yeah.
Russ is on the other line and wants to talk to you.
I don't skip leg days, by the way.
So your legs are just disproportionate, even though you work them out.
Wow. I work out my legs all the time. I'm a hard gainer. Okay? It takes me a long time to get gains, okay? In my life.
Okay, look, Russ, I'm sorry if, like, I have offended you. Like, your upper body looks great. Like, from the waist up, completely ripped, you know, completely toned and lean. But the leg thing just turns me off.
Okay, yeah, sure, my legs could be bigger. That's fine. But, I mean, they're sculpted. Okay, I work in my quads are beautiful, actually.
Just the lower leg.
They need a little development. You're right. I appreciate it, okay? It's a note, duly noted. But that doesn't mean you need to ditch me after a really cool date, just vanishing into thin air.
It wasn't that great of a date. Like, you just wanted to do curls and, like, overhead press the entire time. Like, I was trying to get you on leg machines, like, some actual heavyweight leg exercises, and you wouldn't even do it.
It was a buys and tries day. I'm not going to put all my effort into my legs.
Well, I was trying to help you out. You said you're a hard gainer, so you got to work them extra.
Look, I'm a trainer, okay? I do this for a living, so I think I know how to work out my own
legs. Bro, stop, stop. I was a trainer for a long time, a very good one, and so I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, then you would understand we're doing buys and tries, so.
Are we just having
this is my favorite discussion ever, I think.
A training fight right now? Is that what we're having?
Apparently. Jesse, it's true. I work out my legs twice a week, okay? And sorry that's not evident for you.
Okay, well, then you need to do them every other day and maybe eat some more food or something, because, like.
Whoa. Do not insult my meal prep, okay?
Sounds like you
just got heated.
Okay, I'm sure that your meal prep is on point.
It's very on point. Thank you very much. I put a lot of prep into this. I eat clean, okay? I get all my macros. I do not need a lecture about my diet for you, okay?
Okay, well, I'm sorry you're having...
I'm a hard gainer. I told you that.
I heard you. I'm sorry you're having so much trouble adding mass to your legs, but I'm not the one who's going to help you out with that.
I don't know whose side to be on. I don't know if someone's being mean or not.
Do we somehow go into Spanish? I don't know.
What are macros?
So
I'm not into guys that look like a triangle, like an upside down triangle.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
A triangle? Okay, you weren't saying that when I was bench pressing you, when you were staring at my body, when you were liking all my pics.
Well, during the workout, I was trying to just be polite, and with the pics, you must have just really gotten a good angle, because I couldn't tell.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, are your feelings hurt right now, Russ?
Of course. did you hear what she said about my leg? How would you feel?
I don't think it would bother me as much, but I know that you're like you said, it takes a long time for you to get muscle in your legs. So,
do you have any idea what it's like being a hard gainer?
No, no. I mean, maybe.
Jesse, do you have any idea what it's like being a hard gainer?
Yeah, I have a few friends who are hard gainers, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just genetically blessed, I guess.
Wow.
Wow, lucky you.
Jesse, I mean, I feel like you're kind of rude still. You left him. You're making fun of his legs. Do you feel bad at all?
No, I don't feel bad. Like, I was polite through the date. I finished the workout, and then I left. Like, I'm not going to waste time on that. Like, I told you, I don't respect anyone who doesn't work out their legs.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I work out my legs. How many times do I have to tell you I squat 250?
Whoa. Man, this is getting way too heated. I just have to I'm going to ask Jesse before this gets out of control. Would you like to go out on a second date with Russ, Jesse? We will pay for it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say no.
With your hard gains.
Wow.
That's good. That's good. I like this. I like where this is going. Because what? Every competitor needs fuel for competition. Okay. And Jesse, keep looking at my Instagram and check out those legs, and you'll see the gains I'm making because of you. All right?
Oh. Okay. Thank I'll be watching.
Jesse, if Russ gets some more gains in his legs, would you go out with him again?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, get ready to believe, okay? Hashtag leg day every day.
Oh, oh no. Damn.
Dang, no
No, he didn't. Just throw that down.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A text message at 78592 says, that was really rude of her, but I do agree you shouldn't just focus on one body part.
Oh, come
it's Brooke
on.
And Jubal oh in the morning. Talking about today's second date update. Russ wanted to call Jesse. They met on Instagram because he saw her post something under the hashtag FitLife.
Yeah.
And their first date was a workout. We got her on the phone to find out why she wasn't calling him back. And it's because Russ apparently skips leg days and he doesn't have the legs that it takes to date Jesse.
Though, after this call, he is so self-conscious.
Oh, yeah.
All that
sure.
man is doing is legs right now.
Oh, yeah. And I thought people would be calling her rude, but pretty much everybody texting in is like, I agree. It's disgusting when you go to the gym and your legs are tiny, bro.
I've never been to the gym. I had no idea leg day was such a big deal.
Made a comment about being able to squat 250, and everybody's piling on that too. Like, I have a 78-year-old grandpa who can squat 250, bro.
We have a lot of fit people listening to the show, apparently.
Yeah, no idea.
That are in a lot better shape than any of us.
Although a lot of meatheads texting in this morning.
The one text that we got that says, I feel so fat right now.
Yeah. So anyway, they're not going out again, but that's fine. Russ needs more time to focus on his legs, I guess, because he's a hard gainer, and he needs to get those legs nice and big. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all I have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.